We're talking now with Senator Ben Cardin, who represents the state of Maryland. On Monday, he produced a statement about the alleged spying episode on peace groups and death penalty activists by the Maryland State Police. We're here to talk with him a bit about his thoughts on that. And Ben Cardin, welcome. Good to talk to you again. Pleasure to have you with us.
Mark, it's a pleasure to be with you.
So I guess question number one, have you talked to Governor Martin O'Malley about this at all?
No, I have not talked directly with the governor. I have urged that there be a full accounting by the state. I'm pleased that Senator Frosch is holding hearings. The action of the Maryland State Police has a chilling effect on those who dissent with the policies of any administration. And it's the wrong message to send out. It's the wrong use of resources. The group that was spied on, I met with them, and I know that they're active in opposing this administration's views on policies on what we should be doing in the war in Iraq. They have every right to do that, and I respect their judgment to do that. But they shouldn't have to fear that they're going to be spied on because they disagree with the current policy of any administration.
Well, I'm wondering if what you think of Brian Frosch's call for an investigation. I think he and the ACLU and you all used the same terminology, saying calling for a full accounting of surveillance activities.
It's not just to make sure that Maryland State Police is not doing this today, not wasting resources. And by the way, it'd be contrary to federal law because you're not allowed to spy on people unless you have evidence that they're violating our laws. So it's not just to make sure that the current practice is right. It's to make sure that the state of Maryland has in place a monitoring system to make sure this never happens.
Well, some people have speculated, at least one person speculated to me, an interesting analysis here, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it, which is that this behavior by the state police in the last administration, as far as we know, only in the last administration in the state of Maryland, is really directly tied to the strings attached to federal Homeland Security funds going to states that demand surveillance or the use of its funds for surveillance of potential terrorist groups, and wondering what you think about the ties are between the funding, continued funding, and state agencies feeling a necessity to start surveilling even on groups like peace groups.
Well, the federal requirements are just the reverse. The federal requirements, as a condition to get federal support, you cannot use your funds to spy on groups unless you have reliable information that they are violating laws and they're acting inappropriately. You cannot use your funds, if you accept federal funds, to do the type of activity that was alleged that the Maryland State Police was doing.
But you know that you have talked about this before when we've had conversations on the air together about your disagreements with President Bush's administration on their use of secrecy, of their not being forthcoming with everything from energy policy to more serious security matters, even though that may be the rule and the law that you're describing, Ben, I wonder if what I just described may not be what is the operative sense between government agencies, whether or not the law in fact says something opposite.
Well, we do know that there have been activities by this administration in Washington that have violated laws. There's no question in my mind that they violated the wiretap laws and that they did it on their own, and that the courts have said they didn't have the power to do it. So I think the point that you make is very well taken. And that's why I say probably the most important point of this review needs to be that there is in place in both the executive branch and legislative branch a mechanism to make sure that police authorities are using their authority appropriately, not left up to the individual judgment of the superintendent of police, but that there is a method that the governor knows, that the legislature knows exactly what practices are taking place so that it cannot be just at the discretion of the superintendent of police.
Does there need to be some kind of congressional or senatorial investigation of what happened here in Maryland, or is that a step too far?
No, not at all. What we're doing, of course, is that it looks like that the Maryland legislature is looking at this, the governor is looking at this. We want to get their information before we move forward. But we certainly believe that the accounting needs to be at the federal level as well, because there is federal policy here. Federal policy prohibits this, and we want to make sure that law enforcement agencies are complying with the federal laws.
And I wonder if, going back to the days when you were Speaker of the House of Delegates in Maryland before you went to the U.S. Congress, some people have called for legislation for greater oversight of the state police. Now, I don't know if you feel comfortable stepping back into state legislative waters now that you're in the Senate, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I do think that you need to have in place procedures so that the legislature and the governor have a way of assuring that the police authorities are exercising their authority appropriately. I think it's important. The governor is responsible from the executive branch. The legislature has certain responsibilities, and they have a right, and I think an obligation, to make sure that there's procedures in place to oversight the activities of law enforcement.
Senator Cardin, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking your time with us today. It's been great.
Mark, great talking to you.
You too. Take care.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.